WHCL, Clinton, New York.
This is station CAMEO. The next number to be broadcasted direct from the Cameo Studio, New York City, will be Mr. Radio Man. Thank you.
morning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Senior, this is Radiola, and I guess we're starting a brand new actual fall season. The rest has been preseason and summer, well, since June anyway. But this is the real thing. Everybody's back on the station, full-time broadcasting. For those that show up, that is, here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And tonight, I thought I would just do a blues edition of a Radiola. Well, it's not really all blues. It's some blues, some mostly shellac, mostly acoustic, and mostly before 1930. There are a couple of new recordings which I'm including just because you have to give living musicians a chance too in this world since they're keeping the music alive. We began with Bob Herring and his orchestra, and I know that was crunchy as anything, but I just had to play that because of the opening. Station CAMEO. But no, this is not. You know what station it is. Mr. Radio Man, 1924. And then we had the International Novelty Orchestra from 1925, sounding much better because that's an electric. Always. Irving Berlin, of course. And lovely recording of that. And our theme, which you hear every week. And I'll keep playing it, too, until it starts to bother me. But it doesn't, because I love that song. And we're going to continue now with Art Landry and his orchestra from 1926. Well, we're going to leap into the future a year there. On an electric, of course, for My Sweetheart. Thank you.
Don't express it. Why, she might just as well confess it. For there ain't no baby in that baby's eyes. We sit each evening and never speak, and wish each evening could last a week. Oh, I know my little baby loves me. I can tell that baby loves me. For there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes.
Got a date, 158, with the one that I love best.
my cuties do have to do too. She's coming through on a big choo-choo. She's been away for months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue and the nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her and she loves me, and hey, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cuties do have to do too today.
Slightly crunchy copy of one of my all-time favorite recordings by Ted Weems. Parker Gibbs on the vocal there. My cuties do it too today. Yes. I love that. That was a big hit, too. And I've got the sheet music. It's great music. Great song. I love that. But I have about three copies that sound better than that, but that's the one I could find. And I just got it recently, so I thought I would take it out for a spin. Before that, listed as Fenwick's Dance Orchestra, was actually Harry Pollack's Blue Diamonds. And that is a band, according to the Brian Russ Dance Band discography. There Ain't No Maybe In My Baby's Eyes, 1927. I don't know who the vocalist is, and his name is lost in the mist of history. And for him, what can you do? I'll find out eventually. Somebody knows who it is. There are people out there who know everything. All I know is I love this music, and I tell you what I can. I really do. Before that, Art Landry, and For My Sweetheart, 1926. And that was a nice shape. That wasn't bad at all. This is Radiola, and I'm in pretty good shape, too. It's a little damp out, but I'm fine. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now we're going to get a little blue for you. Here's Walter Wolf on an old Jennet Electrobeam. A little crunchy, but not bad. And these are hard to find, so if you find them in any kind of shape, that's something. But I've never heard this performance. He's performing with a Hungarian orchestra from Budapest. So here he is, Walter Wolf, Blue Skies.
Hurrying by when you're in love. my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, gone, gone. Nothing but blue eyes from now on.
Jesse James, but this man sure was mean. he sure was rough. He used to strut his stuff up and down the avenue. He was a long, tall, dressed up brown, from his hat down to his shoes. Gave him change, the good Lord knows he was bad. Gave him change, he made the sweet mama glad and sad. He had a knife long enough to row a boat, a big 44 underneath his coat, looking for a tussle at a fish fry every night. Mustard brown, they love the tiger in his eyes. Satin black, they used to feed him rock and rye. He'd say there are changes in the ocean, changes in the sea. Never gonna be no change in me, 'cause I'm saving change, the meanest man in New Orleans. Tell you how Dave loved a gal named Lindy Lee. He always told the men round town that gal belongs to me. But she was bold like the story old. She trifled on him once that day. He shot poor Lindy through the heart. That's why folks down there all say Dave in chains. The good Lord knows he was bad. Saving change, he made the sweet mama glad and sad. He had a knife long enough to row a boat, a big 44 underneath his coat, looking for a tussle at a fish fry every night. Mustard brown, they love the tiger in his eyes. Satin black, they used to feed him rock and rye. He said that once I was happy, once I was free, but prohibition made a wreck out of me. Said saving change, the meanest man in New Orleans. Tiger in his eyes. Satin black, they used to feed him rock and roll. He'd say that ashes to ashes, dust to dust, show me a woman that a man can trust. Said saving change, the meanest man in New Orleans.
Oh, that was Al Bernard singing his own composition, which I don't think he recorded for any other label except Edison. Stave and Change, The Meanest Man in New Orleans, 1923. I'm guessing that's when it was from. And that was off a Diamond disc. I transferred it. And, you know, sometimes you can play those things. And you just have to do a little bit of studio magic to get them to sound good. And that didn't sound bad. 1923, Stave and Change, Al Bernard. We have a little more Al Bernard coming in the second hour. Before that, Bessie Smith, Fletcher Henderson on the piano, Mama's Got the Blues, 1923. And if you don't like my peaches, let my orchard be. that goes out. I mean, I thought Pete wanted me to play some peaches song. And Pete called today, and he and Nancy are canning peaches. Well, there's your peaches song, my peach reference. If you don't like my peaches, you know, stay out of my orchard, please. Please do. And before that, We had Walter Wolf, Blue Skies, 1927, with, you heard that cymbal arm in there. That reel is a real Hungarian band. You know, you can't buy those things, you know, on the street. They're, you know, you gotta get them from Hungary. They're tough to find. This is Radiola, which is also tough to find anywhere except here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, also on Live 365, and you can find it around. You just gotta look for it. My Radiola blog will tell you, and just type Radiola into Google. If you trust Google, if you don't, type it into something else. But just type it in. It'll come up. And if, you know, who cares if they're spying on you? They know you're listening to good music. That's all that matters. And speaking of Edison Diamond Discs, here is another one from 1918, Rudy Weedoft and Saxophone Sobs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, could I? I certainly could. That was Arthur Fields, the pride of Whitesboro Street. The original pride of Whitesboro Street. I'm his successor, and in Whitesboro Street in Utica, that is. And yes, Arthur Fields spent much of his early life in Utica, New York, and so we claim him as one of our own. Just like Irving Kaufman spent a lot of time, grew up, and was born in Syracuse. So upstate New York has, you know, some of the best singers. I'm not going to put myself in that crowd, but they were good guys. I got to say that. The Kaufman brothers and Arthur Fields. Could I? Certainly could. That was with the Twin City Dance Orchestra, which was actually a group recording mostly as the Vagamonds, but it was really the California Ramblers. So you heard Adrian Rollini and all those guys in there doing that stuff. Before that, we had Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Orchestra, Midnight Rose. I don't know who was singing there. Maybe it was Abe. I don't know. He's pretty good. 1923. Began with Rudy Weedoff on an Edison Diamond disc. 4 minutes of him. Saxophone sobs. 1918, and that came out pretty good for a 1918 diamond disc. Now that I can, I figured out how to do those, I'll be doing more of them. So we're going to continue now with, on radio, I'm Andy Senior, we're going to continue now with the Harlem Trio and the Funny Blues. Let's see how funny they are. Thank you.
Thank you.
City Blue Blowers, and you heard, Red McKenzie, Jack Bland in there, and you also heard Eddie Lang on the guitar in there. Yes, he was. In 1924, that's like the second year he was recording. I think he made a couple of recordings in 23, too, but that's when he was doing great with those guys. Mound City Blue Blowers, Tiger Rag, 1924. Before that, the Georgians, a great band within a band from the Paul Specht organization. That was Snake's Hips, 1923. And you heard Frank Guarante in there. And there's a lot of great musicians in that little group. And it's a good recording, good copy of that anyway. You will occasionally hear a good copy tonight, but most of them are a little crunchy. But that's okay, because their performances really shine through. Before that, the Harlem Trio, George McLennan on the clarinet, doing all those amazing effects, and Eddie Haywood Sr. on piano, the father of the renowned jazz pianist Eddie Haywood, whom you all know from the 40s and beyond. Well, that was his father recording in the 20s. I figured if a guy born in 1915 couldn't have been making jazz records in 1924 easily, 9 years old, unless he was a real prodigy. So that had to be the dad. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm so glad that you're listening tonight. I'm just glad to have you on here on WHCL 88.7, WHCL.org. Here every week, Radio is on at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow night, please tune in at 8 p.m. for Mark Fuller's Retro Radio. He's back on the air for his regular oldie show every Saturday night at 8 p.m. So please tune in, and don't neglect that, because he's got a wonderful program and does all kinds of... The music, it sounds just like radio you grew up with, assuming you're my age, which I'm not going to make that assumption. And if you're not, you can just imagine. And we're going to continue now with another Tiger Rag. This is a newer recording from 2007 by a group I just heard a couple of weeks ago, and they're fantastic. And they gave me a CD. And here they are, the Tiger Rag, in the spirit of the Blount City Blue Blowers, the Baby Soda Jazz Band.